Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your patience. We now have a quorum and we may begin.
Thank you, Brenda. Welcome, everyone. It's nice to see you. See your digital avatars. I'm going to keep making that joke. If permit me a quick word, I wanted to say it's very nice to see you, and I wanted to thank all of you for tuning in on Zoom. I was really hoping to meet in person. I wanted to especially say something to the student senators who are here. You may not even know this, but when we meet in person at the Dayfields Lecture Hall, the students typically sit in the middle rows, right in the front, which always struck me as interesting because my students never do that. Like I, as an undergrad, prefer the nooks and crannies, but it was easy to look around and see how many students were there. And it's very hard for me to do that on Zoom. So I just wanted to say this to the students who have been showing up to these meetings and who are here today. I very much appreciate you being an academic senator. I wanted to say thank you. It's hard to see you here, but I hope you know the faculty and the administration, we do see you. You're the entire reason we're doing any of this in the first place. So thank you for that. Having said that, let's move on. Item one is the approval of the agenda. I'll go ahead and take the liberty of moving that we approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Are there anyone want to make any additions? Any objections? Okay, hearing none. Okay, I'm sorry. Did I hear an addition? I'll pause here. If you want to object or make an addition to the agenda, could you raise your hand and I'll wait just a few seconds? Okay, that might have been Twitter or Zoom chatter. So, hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Next, we'll move to the approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes from our last meeting.
Move to approve the minutes. I'll
Thank you,
second.
Dick. Thank you, James. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the Senate meeting minutes from December are approved. Okay, I see Brenda has put in the chat the PDF of our material for today. If you haven't had a chance to look at that, you should do that really quickly. But you have a moment because we're going to move on to item three, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. I'm very excited to have invited Jerima DeWeese to speak with us. And I'm going to take the liberty, though, of putting this a little bit out of order and giving the floor to President Wu, who has a few words to say to us first. So, President Wu.
Thank you so very much. And I wanted to introduce Jerima DeWeese, which I'll be pleased to do in just a moment. I wanted to say it's unbelievably good to see people back on campus. I was handing out some donuts Tuesday afternoon to see folks, just to welcome them, and especially students. We went from having just a few people here and there to now, about two-thirds of our classes are in person, and we had 8,500 people per day come through last week successfully. We printed 2,000 cue cards and distributed 5,000 more. That's 7,000 cue cards. I do want to say, I know last week was a miserable experience for those who didn't check their email and had issues with their cue cards or didn't have a cue card. I want to be candid. I want to be forthright. And you're all leaders as well in your own right. You're people who I count on. So I want to say, I am sorry. And I am the person responsible. When people are out there on the sidewalk in the cold, you know, it's under 20 degrees in the wind, that is not right. We got it moving better as quickly as we could. And there are some specific issues that were raised that I'd like to speak to. You know, I know that sometimes people, they have short tempers when they're out there in the cold and the wind, and I get that. And I personally visited public safety, and they've been out there every single day, all day. And I talked to them because I know we've had some reports. The public safety officers were rude to some folks, some of them, some of the officers, not all of them. And in turn, some other people waiting were rude to the officers. Look, I'm going to say, as we said during the pandemic, it's even more true now as we emerge from it. We have to cut people a little bit of slack. We all have to do that. I have to do that too. And it's a social contract But what I said to the public safety officers personally, I went to the shift change at 6:30 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. is thank you, most importantly. But then our goal here is to welcome people back and ensure compliance, not to deny people entrance in the name of compliance. It's both and, not either or. So we've set the tone that the idea here is to get folks onto campus. And if there are issues, let me know. Let Megan Moore Wilk, chief of staff, know. I know there are some other issues, access to Queens Hall. So I've directed we open that path as soon as possible. There's some final resurfacing the track. It's a $10 million project that the city and state paid for. The soccer field is done, but the track, it's done but not done. You know, if you've ever renovated your house, you know, sometimes it's almost done, but there's a little bit more. So there's some surfacing that's got to be done. And with that kind of thing, if anyone touches it or steps on it while it's being done, it totally ruins the whole thing. And the surfacing is, you know, complicated, detailed work, 6 to 8 weeks. But I've said we're going to get that access to Queens Hall open as soon as we can. And we're going to put in a little gatehouse kind of thing and add staffing because we're not back to 2019 and we still have safety protocols. So for every person who says, hey, you got to make it easier, there's someone who says, but don't let folks on who aren't vaccinated. And we get that. So we've got to add some staffing. So we're going to put a little gatehouse there. And we've changed how we route at some of the gates because it's icy. And we don't want someone in a motor vehicle running over someone who's on foot. I come in on foot often. And, you know, I know when you got cars and people, that's not a good combination. Some of you also pointed out, hey, wait a minute, what about these people doing the movies on our campus? And you know, I think everyone knows, we get good money from that in a good year, $2 million. That helps us. That's not money for me. That's money for all of you for programs. But we've said we're going to put in place some new rules. No more of this, you know, Hollywood coming and doing stuff at the beginning of the class, because that just fouls up everything and it makes you angry. You think, well, how come actors and producers get to come through, but I don't? So I hear you on that. This has been a team effort. It's thanks to our Tuesday working group that's been running for a couple of years. And so thank you. I want to thank Chief of Staff Megan Moore Wilk, Associate Provost Alicia Alvaro, our college assistant Ariana, who all went out there and helped on this. And I know that Megan in particular, she gets hundreds of emails, literally, and that's a correct use of the word literally. Literally, not more, not 100, multiple hundreds every day. And some folks who are pretty angry, and she's patient. You know, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be, because I know, and I want to ask for your help on this. I'm not scolding anyone. I know that from people helping out, some of the folks, more than a few, were at the gate. It's what you would charitably call user error. What I mean by that is public safety officer would say, well, did you check your email for the instructions? And they would say, email, I don't read my email. And the public safety officer would ask for their phone and would find the email, and right there in their email, unopened, would be a message that says, here's what you need to do. Click here and do this, and you can get your new cue card and you can be in. And it turns out folks didn't have to be in line because if they checked their email. Now, that's not everyone, and I don't want to blame anyone who's standing in the cold and the wind. So don't get me wrong. We're here to help. All right, we got to help folks. We got to meet them where they are. But if you can help me help them and help yourself, you know, we can work together on the gate. So I just wanted to say that. Now, I'd like to introduce Jarema and to say a few words because she and I are a team. You know, she's only in her 9th week, I think, maybe 10th. So she's still brand new. We spent 2 years looking. She's coming back. She's an alum. What we did was we upgraded the chief diversity office. So she's also the dean of diversity. She's the only one in the CUNY system. We're hiring more staff. We're pouring resources into this because I know words are important, but they're not enough. People want to see visible, tangible action to support DEI. And Jarema has made her whole career doing this. So she knows what she's doing. She's expert and it's been just great to work with her already. She's a member of the cabinet. She comes to the highest level meetings, and we're a team. I want you to know that. So that when she speaks, she's speaking not just with her authority, but with me behind her and alongside her. And sometimes we'll speak together as we've been doing. In introducing her, I want to talk very briefly and then I'll turn it over to her. You know, on January 6th, we discovered something in Delaney Hall. And the time and the place are both important. They're significant. I'll explain how. Now, I don't know exactly when this happened, because the other thing that I'm careful to do, I know there's some folks on social media, they'll tweet out anything, whether it's true or not. That's not how I operate. I'm only going to tell you things that are true, or that I am pretty sure are true. Sometimes you say something, you realize you're mistaken. And if that's the case, I'll correct it. But I'm also only going to talk to you about what I'm supposed to be talking about. Part of the role that I have as president, and I know this because I'm trained as a lawyer, sometimes there's stuff that you want to talk about, but you can't talk about. It's just not appropriate. You know, for example, I can't share any personal details that I know about faculty or staff or students. That would just be wrong. And, you know, there'd be no point to doing that. But sometimes there's stuff you want to know, right? You're clamoring for transparency. Why doesn't Wu tell us this or that? And sometimes I want to, but I realize, yeah, I can't. And I'm also not going to speculate or guess at stuff. So that's to explain why I can't tell you that this graffiti, and graffiti is the wrong word. You know, every time I say that word graffiti, I catch myself. I think that does not communicate the ugly defacement of our beautiful campus, how terrible this is. I'll tell you what it was in a moment, but I don't know that it was done January 6th. Some people feel very strongly it was. I have no quarrel with them, but I cannot definitively say that. I can say it was discovered January 6th, and that's important. Why? All right, so to the folks who want me to say January 6th, I want you to know I am saying January 6th. It's the anniversary of the insurrection. It's when Ahmaud Arbery's killers were sentenced, right? I don't think it was an accident. And not a coincidence. This was deliberate. And Delaney Hall is the home to SEEK and many other programs. And home is the right word. It's where people feel at home. It's where so much of our diversity, equity, and inclusion work happens. So what was found there? A swastika and graffiti that said KKK lives. This is wrong. And it affects all of us, but I want to strike a balance. I know it affects some people more so because of the symbolism, that the terror that's meant to be inspired by celebrating Nazism and a openly white supremacist organization. I hope, and if I'm not being clear, tell me how I can be clear. I hope I'm making clear this is not who we are as a community. This is not what we endorse. This is antithetical to everything that we say we stand for, our ideals. I am personally offended, isn't the right word, right? Because some great art is offensive. This is morally wrong, the actions of the Nazis and the KKK, right? I would not hesitate to say that. It is wrong, not just impolite, not just something that offends you or me. And it's anti-Semitic and racist. I want to put those together, because some folks have said, you know, you need to be clear, it was anti-Semitic. I agree. This was anti-Semitic. Other folks have said, you need to be clear, it was anti-Black. And I agree with them too. This was anti-Black. All right. And we're doing everything we can to investigate, to put in place safety measures. Some people have talked about cameras. We're looking at it. And I know that other folks, they don't want cameras, right? Or they want cameras some places, but not other places. We're looking at non-camera safety measures at protecting the beautiful art. DREMA is going to have an advisory body set up again for our office. Anyway, I've talked enough. Let me turn it over to DREMA DeWeese, because she, not me, she's the leader here, but we're a team. We work side by side. And I would say, since she started, I hope she doesn't regret this, every day I've talked to DREMA. Right. Sometimes I text her and I say, I need to talk to you right now. So if anyone is wondering, is she off on her own, just doing something that nobody cares about, I want you to know that the president and the chief diversity officer work together day in, day out, around the clock. We're a little bit late because we just came from another important meeting about these issues. And I'm so pleased that we were able to upgrade this role, and even more pleased that we found someone who I regard as just the perfect hire, Jerima DeWeese, our chief diversity officer and dean of diversity. Thank you so much, Kevin. And thank you to all of you as senators. There's just so much for us to do. And thank you. You're going to play a role in the recognition process. And I know you've named some folks, but Jerima will talk to you about all of that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you on our beautiful campus.
So thank you, Frank, for all of those words and for summarizing all the very important work that we do. I am so grateful for Frank in even stating the fact that, yes, this was anti-Semitic. It was anti-Black. This is not who we are. This is not who we will ever aspire to be. This kind of behavior is not tolerated and will not be tolerated. The safety and well-being of all of our community members is of utmost importance to us. And not only one's physical safety, but their well-being, you know, emotionally, mentally, all of those things are very important to us. We have made available some resources to support any community member who has been affected by the discovery of the horrible things we found in Delaney Hall. So I urge anyone who has, you know, been affected by this, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, even being able to do their work, to please utilize those resources that we have made available to you. Secondarily, we have worked with community safety to enhance the number of patrols that are happening in Delaney Hall. We have asked them to, you know, increase the not only the number of patrols, but the places that are patrolled. So places that they typically would not look, you know, behind bathroom stalls, in hallways, you know, in areas of stairwells that may not be so visible as you're coming in, all of those public spaces. We want to make sure that, you know, those areas are constantly on a daily basis seen multiple times so that we can ensure and prevent this from ever happening again. Next, I am working with some individuals from the museum to professionally come in and look and tell us and give us recommendations how to best protect the artwork that are in the hallways of Delaney Hall to ensure that no one, you know, even attempts to try to deface or devalue the artwork that is there as well. We're also working with community safety to have increased implicit bias training in terms of recognizing and understanding the meaning and the impact behind symbols or words and how it can impact significantly our community members. This is not something that, oh, you know, we're brushing under the rug or taking lightly. We're taking this very, very seriously. To Frank's point, we are going to continue in conversation. We're planning on, I'm a person who, I'm a visual learner. I need to see it, right? So I want to walk the hallways. I want to, you know, commune with the residents of Delaney, talk to them, speak to them, hear about, you know, their concerns regarding this. And so my purpose for coming here to Senate today was twofold, right? For me to introduce myself to you and let you understand that what I'm trying to do and what I'm going to continue to do is to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. Action-oriented change that will bring about transformational cultural change here on this campus. We want to look at community cohesion and synergy and how do we best do that. So that's going to be my focus, you know, ongoingly. So I wanted to introduce myself and to also explain to you and offer to you that I would ask for you to look to me as a partner with you and working with you to collaborate and get these strategies and initiatives moving forward. Secondly, I wanted to also tell you that we are taking this Delaney matter very seriously. This is not something that, oh, you know, we're brushing off. Please do not think that. And then lastly, if there is something, a topic, an initiative, a program, just something of thought that you may have that is in the DEI realm, and you, hey, Jerima, how do we go about doing this? Hey, I want to think about doing this. You know, please contact me and communicate with me, and let's figure out how we can get this here on this campus. With our newly approved strategic program, it's going to be really important for us to work together to make sure we can realize all of the goals that we have aspired to and said that we would do. So that was my purpose and intent for coming here today.
Thank you so much, President Wu and Dean DeWeese, for coming to visit and introduce yourself and for your words. We appreciate the candor and the transparency. We look forward to inviting you back if you ever want to communicate with us again, or if something, you know, if you're working on something. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, are there any other announcements, administrative reports, or memorials?
Well, no, if I can say something.
Yes.
Mr. Weiss, I want to say that I think all of us in the classroom need to support what the president and Mr. Weiss spoke about. I think that we have gotten emails, but I think that even if you're not in the social sciences, that we should all try to take 15 minutes aside and explain to them that we are on top of this, explain to them that this is absolutely unacceptable. We just can't take for granted that the students realize the significance of this. I think that we have to impart that. And I think Ms. Dwight saying that she would be available to help us with not a syllabus, but with a little bit of a lesson, or come to our classroom. I'm very upset by the incident myself, and I think that the students should know that we are on top of it. So I thank you, and I would urge us to all impart a little bit of that in the classroom.
Thank you.
Dean DeWeese, I want to know, has it been reported to the NYPD?
Yes. Community safety, public safety is working with the NYPD, and an active investigation is underway. And we are collaborating with them on best and next steps in terms of addressing it. So yes, the NYPD has been contacted, and we are working with them on this as well. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think we could take, if there's another question or two. Emma, I saw you had your hand up.
Yeah, jumping on Professor Baca's proposal, I think that would be really great. Right now I'm actually taking the Native American and Indigenous Literatures course, English 356. And I think that would tie in very nicely to everything that we've been discussing in terms of diversity, different nomenclature, you know, recognition of different groups. I think that would be really quite fitting and relevant. So thank you.
Thank you, Emma. Okay, seeing no one at the mic, proverbially. No other announcements or administrative reports or memorials. We can move on to special motions, of which there are none. And so now we're to the portion of committee reports. Is there, Ken, do you have the undergraduate curriculum committee minutes to present to us?
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to move the December 9th undergraduate curriculum committee minutes and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ken. Are there any objections, any discussion? Seeing and hearing none, the minutes are approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have a nominating committee report, which you should have received today. Let's see, is Peishi here? Hi.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon. On behalf of the nominating committee, we'd like to ask for your unanimous approval of the nominees on the report.
Thank you. Is there any discussion, debate? Objections, I mean. Okay, seeing and hearing none, the nominating committee report from February is approved. And item C under committee reports is a report from the Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee to change academic senate policy around grades. Is David here? Yes.
Hi, yes. Okay, I guess following suit, forgive me, I'm a little rusty at this. I'd like to, you guys should have the minutes of our meeting and then a couple of documents that we want to introduce to reflect some changes that we believe are necessitated by changes in Queens College policy and CUNY policy over the last couple of years. And so I guess I'd like to start follow suit by asking for unanimous approval of the minutes from the Scholastic Standards Committee meeting that have been introduced.
Thank you. Yeah, David, just say I move unanimous consent for.
Okay, I move for unanimous consent to accepting the minutes, approving the minutes.
Thank you. Are there any objections or debate? Okay, I see Barbara has a comment.
I wish it was sort of up in front of me.
Sorry to interrupt you, Barbara. Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. Brenda, could you possibly pull it up while we listen to Barbara? Because it might be important for everyone to make sure they have the right information in front of them. So I apologize for interrupting you, Barbara, just to address your concern.
Yeah, my concern was something I brought up at the executive committee meeting the last time, which had to do with there being only, a student only had a year to apply for a retroactive withdrawal. Is that, let me see where that is. Retroactive withdrawal, yeah.
David?
I thought it was reducing reducing the amount of time to just a year. It used to be an unlimited amount of time.
I don't believe that was true. Although I'm gonna ask for help here from John Andrejak, who's the head of the Office of Student Advocacy and Appeals.
Right.
My understanding from being on the USSC for a long time is that it's always been a year. We will sometimes allow for exceptions where the circumstances warrant it, but I believe it's generally the case. John, am I wrong that it's been limited to a year?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. Yes, it's been limited to a year. And when we get to the portion where David makes the motion to the change in policy, you will see very clearly that it allows for extensions due to extenuating circumstances. And we frequently extend that time period, and we will continue to do so.
Yeah, the reason that I, hi John, by the way, it's hi. Barbara. The reason I brought this up is because sometimes our office is seeing students that haven't been in school for maybe 10 years, and they're coming back to school on probation, and that's why people in our office are interviewing them. And sometimes one of the reasons that they're coming back on probation is because they have several WUs from like 10 years ago. And, you know, it might, they would have some reason, but, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be an extraordinary reason. It would just be the typical reason that people are seeking a retroactive withdrawal. And it seems like important if we're, you know, admitting students with low GPAs to come back, with a low GPA to give them an opportunity through appealing their WUs to at least sort of have a fighting chance to get back on their academic feet.
To my knowledge, we've never denied a WU unless it was less than 7 years old and the faculty member indicated that they were failing at the time they withdrew. That was the only cases that we ever did that, and I do not anticipate that to change.
Okay, well, if that's the case, maybe I was reading the changes incorrectly. I thought I saw the change was that it was narrowed to a year, that was not always the rule, because I know that we've always recommended to students, no matter how long it was ago, if they had a good reason to apply for the retroactive withdrawal.
Yeah, and we would like you to continue to do so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, John. Charisse, you have your hand up. If anyone else would like to speak, please raise your hand.
I have a question about WUs, because policy, at least at the Graduate Center, is now that a WU does not impact GPA at all. And that's made it mean more inclined to give a WU instead of just an F for students that just disappear halfway through the semester and don't ever contact me again. But I was told by a student who received a WU whose paperwork I have to fill out for the Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee that it is impacting her GPA and is thereby impacting financial aid. So I've got to do that form after this meeting. But, you know, I don't know what the policy is at Queens College, because
respectively ask for David to make the motions, because as of fall, he is going to show you with an upcoming motion that as of fall 2021, as of last semester, WUs no longer count as F. So as of last semester, as of the fall, WUs no longer count as F.
Right, so Charisse, this is actually what's motivating the changes that we're promoting, right, for the most part, that they've changed that policy.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. I was just really confused, because when that student came back with that, I'm like, did we not change, or was this a single university change? I'm now so confused. So thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Thank you.
Fall 21.
Thank you very much. So just to be clear, we are. We're going to have a vote now, but both of these changes, which are distributed, are going to be considered under the same motion, the same vote. I see.
No one has objected yet. They're just asking questions.
Oh, debates. Okay. All right. Great. Excellent. Barbara, I think you probably want to lower your hand. Would anyone else like to ask a question, discuss, debate? Okay, so then, I'm sorry?
Now you can ask if there are any objections.
Are there any objections? Okay, thank you for clarity and bringing this, seeing and hearing no objections. The minutes are approved with the two policy changes. Thank you. Moving on to old business, we have our good old friend, nominations to the nominating committee. Is there a nominee for the faculty position in the math and natural sciences?
Kevin?
Yes, Brenda?
I just wanted to bring up, there were three policy changes, not two.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Brenda. I misspoke. Okay, so we've approved three. Thank you. Tina, I think you were raising your hand.
Yes, I would like to self-nominate.
Thank you so much, Tina. Are there any objections to Tina Pagano's self-nomination for the Math and Natural Sciences faculty seat on the nominating committee? Seeing and hearing none, you will fill the seat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Secondly, is a student seats availability for the, from, I almost called it, is it school or division yet? Whatever we're going to call it, education. Are there any nominations from students or for students that are in education? Okay, I don't see or hear any. If you are a faculty member or a dean in education, please help us fill this seat. We'd appreciate it very much. It's very important work, as you've seen. Last, moving on to new business, University Faculty Senate. Brenda's gonna have to remind me what I was supposed to say. I think it's that we have University Faculty Senate nominations coming up soon. And so we wanted to ask and tell you about this so that we can see if we can nominate people to fill all of the slots. I will admit that I have not looked at our current roster, but I believe we have a number of seats available. Is that right, Brenda?
That is correct. We have open seats in the University Faculty Senate. If you're interested, there's the petition on the Academic Senate website that you can fill out. And once it's completed, it can be sent to us and we can bring it to the floor for a vote.
Thank you so much. As with other CUNY type meetings, those meetings have been online. So it's been a Zoom thing. So if that makes it better or worse for you, just know that they've been meeting online. And it's an interesting opportunity to hear about some of the travails at other CUNY schools and the kinds of things that they're going through. That makes me feel lucky sometimes. that we're not dealing with those kinds of things. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
I'm sorry, Lisa. Apologize. I think she got her hand up, Dave, before you moved.
Not a problem. I withdraw.
Thank you.
Lisa, yeah, you're muted. I just had a question. Okay, the education seats for the nominating committee. Do the students already have to be student senators, or can they just be students?
Students.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
The wheels are turning, I can tell. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
No move.
James, second. Okay, no objections. Okay, thank you so much, everyone, for your work. It was excellent to see you. Have a great weekend, and hopefully I'll see you on campus soon. Bye.
Are we continuing on Zoom next month? Will this be on Zoom next month, the meeting?
Yes, it will, until we're going to do it month by month. Hopefully we can meet in person at some point, but as long as the open meetings law has been changed, we'll meet on Zoom.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.